turn in and look around.
All right.
It's our.
And Nick does.
You have to open the meeting.
I'm going to open it.
Okay.
I'm going to call the meeting to order with the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With the written announcement that the town supervisor and deputy town supervisor would not be available for tonight, I'd like to make a motion to waive the 15 minutes that we're supposed to wait for the supervisor and deputy supervisor to show.
I'll second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye.
And with that being said, I'd like to make a motion to appoint for tonight's meeting Joanne Nazarian as pro tem chairperson.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Abstain. Zach, can you read the seeker motion, please?
I move that all actions taken tonight are excluded, exempt, or type 2 actions for the purpose of the state environmental quality review law, unless otherwise stated.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye.
We have a budget modification, and it is account to debit 016204.01.004.00, buildings and grounds, contractual expense. The debit amount is $2,296.13. Account to credit is the 004809.01.000.00. COVID relief funds of the $2,296.13. Account to debit is 00200.04.00.00. DB cash. Amount to debit $2,296.13. Account to credit is the 002770.04.000.00. Other income, DB, and the amount to credit is $2,296.13.
Make the motion to pass as read.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Oh, I should say it was for the Culver.
Yeah. Do you want to say it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I didn't mean it like that. And the budget modification was for the replacement of the culvert in the park, truck wages, grade O, and manpower.
Thank you. So we have a Onondaga County Water Authority lease agreement for the Bancroft Road Water District. It is an agreement between the Onondaga County Water Authority, which in the contract is authority, and the town of Scruple, which is town, for the Bancroft Road Water District. And it is basically stating that the town owns the district and we are leasing the water from the Onondaga County Water Authority. our signatures were required on the copies so that we could send them on to the Onondaga County Water Authority and our attorney, and a copy retained at the town. Does anybody have any questions on that? We're all set?
All set.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know there.
Okay, next on the agenda is the July 25th meeting. Our town clerk, Darlene, and her deputy will both be out of the office. The office of the clerk will be closed from July 24th until July 31st. And the town board meeting, because we do not have a clerk or a deputy clerk at the meeting, will have to be canceled. Does anybody have any questions on that? No? So I need to make a motion to cancel the July 25th, 2023 meeting.
Second.
Who said?
Nick and Zach.
Okay.
It was Lou.
It was Lou.
Lou. Okay. Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Nazaria.
Aye. We recently had a confusion regarding our paychecks that are delivered to the town. So we are going to put a procedure in place so that it doesn't happen again. In everybody's folder is language for the paychecks. If you would just like to quickly read through it, there is a few additions. We just added, in addition to the town comptroller, the comptroller's clerks. About who can get the checks and when they can get them. And once everybody gives me the okay, I will just go ahead and read it for the record. You guys don't have it? It's the same.
Same thing through you?
Yep.
She needs it back.
So just for the record, to all employees, paychecks are to be delivered to the town clerk or her deputy and stored in the vault until collected by the town comptroller or the comptroller's clerk. In the event that the town clerk or deputy is not available and paychecks are delivered, Amberler? Okay. Delivered to another town employee or elected official, that employee or elected official will bring the checks to the court clerk. The court clerk will lock paychecks in the town clerk's vault and notify the comptroller or comptroller's clerk that paychecks have been received and are locked in the town clerk's vault. Do I have to make a motion to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to adopt that policy.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. I'm going to just skip over the zone change for now and come back to that just to get the busy stuff done. The comptroller has recently requested a new laptop and docking station for their office. Their PC recently has crashed, so they are looking for something that they can work here at the town with, but then also bring it home. They do have secure login. I don't remember the name of the system that they use, but they are able to access that from home. While this is under the procurement policy and doesn't necessarily need the approval of the board, they are submitting it to the board just in case we have any questions or comments on that. It is for a Dell Latitude 5440 laptop and docking station in the amount of $939.44. Mind you, this quote is from April 11th, 2023. And apparently we cannot order anything from Cine Rick until July 1st, so it may go up. Does anybody have any questions on that? So do we want to make a motion to maybe not exceed $1,200 for the computer?
What's it at right now?
$939.44.
Yeah.
Does that work?
That should cover it. I don't think it'd be any higher than that.
Everybody's good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
So you're saying, though, if we, so we make a motion, they send this in real quick, it could still be the same price?
Yes. Perfect. Yeah. Do you want to make a motion?
Not to exceed $1,200.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'll make the motion to purchase the Dell Latitude 5440 laptop and docking station, not to exceed $1,200.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Voight.
Aye.
Voight.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. Cliff from the Highway Department would like to clear or put out to bid 3 acres in the Klein Road gravel bed to be cleared. He would like an ad placed in the paper. So the company would actually pay us to do the clearing and to get the trees out of there. And they would also need insurance. So does anybody have any questions on that?
Well, he's already got that marked out, correct?
Yes.
Does he have anybody interested in this, or...
He thinks the last one that was in there was interested.
Okay. And we're sure that they're going to pay for it and we're not going to pay them? Because I know
last time there was a discrepancy, but I think we've got that all cleared up about what the expectations are, that they're going to come in and pay us to clear, and then they get to keep the trees, and they'll have the trees removed.
Are they going to take the stumps out, or is Cliff going to take the stumps out?
I will find that out.
Imagine you take the stumps out.
Yeah.
You've
got
equipment for that.
Do we have enough time to place the ad before the next meeting?
Probably not. Do you want to put them out? Did you get the calendar? You got a calendar there. Because how many days do you want it to run
for? We'll put that ad out, and then we can make a decision on August 8th.
Okay, I'll run the ad in. Okay.
How long do we have the ad for?
I'll do it
Saturday. What? Will it run Saturday?
I don't. It depends on when I get on the system. It could already be blocked out. I can try. If not, then I can hand it over, and it can go into the June 28th ad.
They don't do it every Wednesday?
Wednesday and Saturday.
Yeah, they do.
So we can do it on the 21st?
21st. We'll see what they have.
So yeah. Either the 17th, the 21st, or the 24th?
Well, either way, we can give maybe the deadline of August 1st.
Mm-hmm. It'll be fine.
Then we have plenty of time for a meeting.
Yep.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion to place the ad for the removal of 3 acres on Klein Road gravel bed.
It's to end.
End on August 1st, 2023 deadline.
Second.
For the bed receipt.
For yeah, that, for the yeah. bed receipt.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Voight.
Aye.
Voight.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. The next item is just by way of update. Several months ago, the town of Scruple received a grant to do a sewer feasibility study. We had to submit several forms of documentation for the grant so that we would then receive the funds. This is just informing the public that all of those items have been sent in. We had to do a resolution, a budget. We had to secure a contract. Letters went out. Requests for proposals came back in from engineers. It was decided that we were going to go with CNS to do that study. and all of that paperwork is in, and they have confirmed that we are all set. We just need to now complete the study. So that will take probably until the end of the year to complete that. Any questions on that? No? The town board during budget season approved the purchase of the lease of two trucks, one for the Buildings and Grounds Department and the other for the Highway Department. The trucks actually are coming in. One of them is here now, and the other one is coming in within the next couple of weeks. So I think everybody in their folder has a copy of a couple of options for lease agreements. The equipment cost for one of the trucks is $53,300. One of the options is a 4 annual payments in the amount of $15,878 at 7.4%. There is another option of 5 payments, one-time payments per year in the amount of $13,139. And that is at 7.4%. The next one from Real Lease is in the amount for both trucks. If we combine them together and do 4 payments at $29,510 at 6.41%, that is actually the most cost effective. That results in a $59,000 cost for each truck. And then the next one is 5 payments at $24,318 at 6.41%. And then M&T also gave a couple of options. I went through and calculated the interest for each one, and when we combine the trucks and do it at 6.41%, it's actually the most cost effective.
That's the one that I was leaning towards. I need better more. And the payments aren't due until 2024 for the first payment.
Yep.
The only question I think is between the 4 and the 5-year interest rates are the same.
The interest rates are the same, but combined. So with the 4 payments of the $29,510, it equals $118,040. And then for 5 years with the $24,000 payment, it's actually $121,590. So it's roughly a couple thousand dollars savings to go with 4 years versus 5.
I'm good with the 4-year.
You good with 4-year? All right. You want to make the motion, Joe?
No, you can. Go ahead.
So I'll make a motion to accept the 4-year annual payments of $29,510 each in arrears. The current municipal rate would be 6.41%. And it would be by ROC leasing. And then that would be for the B&G and the highway trucking. We don't have to get into specific DAR, which ones, right?
For the equipment total of $101,300.
It's going to be for the lunch way.
I'll second that.
Yeah, I'm
not here. Gelly.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye.
And just for the record, the $1 buyout at the end of that.
So during COVID, the town received ARP funds, and at that time, the town board designated a certain amount of funds to go towards our town park. Last year, we used some of that funds to apply for a grant, but unfortunately, we did not get the grant. We are applying, hopefully, again this year. However, we do have drainage issues in the park. I don't know if any of you walk here at the park, but it can get flooded and the track can get slippery. So we are proposing for our buildings and grounds to actually do some of the drainage work this year and hopefully resolve some of those problems going on with water flowing across the walkway and creating, you know, dangerous walking conditions. So back in May 11th, I sent in a proposal. I met with Buildings and Grounds and the Highway Department, and I sent an email with a proposed scope of work to get that started. So I'm hoping that tonight we can have a discussion about that and maybe move forward with getting that work started in the park. Do you have the email? Do you guys have copies of the email in front of you?
No.
So it was basically the area on this side of the park up to the bathroom, digging a trench and filling it in with, creating a swale and filling it in with some runner crush maybe. And Cliff sat with me. We went and determined what equipment was going to be needed and the number of guys and the number of hours. And he came up with a price of $5,064.20 to complete the work just along this one side. And this would come out of the ARP funds that have been designated for the park.
Perfect.
Yes.
I have no problem with that.
And Brenda says that's good?
Yes. So I did send all of this to Brenda. She said it would meet all of the requirements necessary to fulfill what we need for ARP funds, and then also show that the funds are coming out of ARP, going into BNG, and then going into the Highway Department, just like we did for the culvert at the beginning of the meeting. Okay. The only thing is Cliff is concerned that once he gets digging, he's going to run into what he called cement rock.
Hard pan.
Limestone. Okay. And that might cause an issue, and we might have to go a different route. And then he said it may also go over the $5,064. So can we maybe pass the motion and do it not to exceed a certain amount?
I think it's going to be tough to get an exact number on it.
I think so too.
I think we should approve the project.
I think so too.
You want to give it contingent, like an extra $1,000? You know, not to exceed. He's got like 5,000 ropes. You want to do like 6,000? That way he's got extra for whatever you want to do, more or less. I think 1,000 is.
I think if needed, we'll just revisit it.
Yeah.
Start the project.
Okay. If ever needs more, we need
to keep it going.
So approve it as
plenty
is.
Plenty of funds under the
project. Okay. You want to make?
So I will make a motion to accept the bid proposed by the highway for $5,064 to do the scope of work of digging a swale down the outside of the walkway in the park, to continue swale behind B&G Pavilion, continue the swale behind the shed and town bathroom, continue the swale to the pavilion, remove dirt and bring gravel bed. And raise gravel bed, I think.
I'll second.
Gelly.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. Continuing on with the park, C2AE sent over a quote today to submit a grant application to resurface and regrade the asphalt walking path, construct the outdoor pavilion for public use, construct new bathrooms connected to the new pavilion, renovate the existing lower bathrooms, and construct modifications to convey sewage to municipal sewer system, resurface existing parking lot, and potentially increase its size. They would submit the grant application to the CFA grant window, which is now open, and the deadline is July 28th, 2023. I don't want to miss this deadline. The scope of services to be performed is they've proposed a lump sum of $6,400. Now, last year they did this same proposal but included the drainage, and at that time it was $8,430. So they're going to review and modify the existing plans and drawings. They're going to modify existing conditions, modify the parking lot spaces. But my concern is that we did all of this last year for the grant application. At the cost at that time was $8,430. I don't really see having to generate these plans from scratch or even necessarily doing a lot of modifications to the existing plans. Do we want to bounce it back to Ian and discuss that with him?
When's the deadline? July?
July 28th.
Well, we don't have it. I mean, we're going to have to pass it and make a contingent because we don't have a July meeting. So
we do have one more June meeting.
We have one in July.
So we have one more in June, but our most July meeting.
No, this first meeting, you have a first meeting in July.
July 8th.
Okay. I thought you were going to cancel both.
No.
What?
Just the one. What do you guys think?
I think we should talk to him. This other people are being pretty this offer.
Okay. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you guys had a chance today to see the emails that were coming through regarding the request for different parts for the Ainslie Sewer District. Justin from the village, who the village actually has a contract to do the maintenance on the Ainslie Sewer District, had sent over a request for certain items. Did you guys see the email? The total of the parts before Justin deleted some of them, where is it? Was $3,652.11. And then he sent an email and said that he doesn't need the following items. So I went through and I crossed them out, and now the total is $2,751.59. Justin did say that the restocking fee for the items that he already has, it's not worth it to send them back. And I did confirm with Brenda that we do have funds in the Ainslie Sewer District account to cover these.
So do we have enough funds for the $3,652?
Yes. I did, she did confirm that before Justin sent over his deletions.
I'd be in favor of the complete list that he was asking for.
So I will make a motion for the Village of Phoenix to order the parts that they've requested in the amount of $3,652.11 for the Ainsley Sewer District.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Want to let Justin?
Yep. And then also going along with the Ainsley Sewer District, we did get the generator that was delivered to the Village of Phoenix. The Village of Phoenix, with their generators, has a maintenance company come in. It's Preventative Maintenance Service. They'll come out 2 times a year. This was given to me at a meeting, and then I went back to the highway department and asked if it was something that they could do, this maintenance twice a year, and they said that they could, but they were going to get me a quote on it. And then this came in into the building. This is what the preventive maintenance service agreement would be and what it entails. It's $1,200 a year for that.
Per generator, or
for the one generator that we have for Ainsley Sewer District.
Is ours up and running?
We just got the generator delivered. I don't know, when was it, Nick?
Did we get the whip for it?
Yeah, we got the cord.
I believe it was in April. It's brand new.
Yeah. It's never been run.
It's never been used.
It hasn't been put in use.
No, it has not.
So they would start it to make sure it started under that preventative maintenance?
Well, they do a lot more.
Yeah, they change the oil, and, you know, there's a whole...
It's brand new. I mean, why would it...
Right, and that would come out of the Ainsley Sewer District account every year.
From Justin's discussion about it, he said was basically you want to do maintenance on these things because obviously it's a generator, so you're using that in case in of an emergency, so... You know, if something does happen at Ainsley, you go to grab the generator. Now all of a sudden, the generator's not working.
Does he know we haven't used it yet?
So yes.
They received it. Oh, yeah. He got it.
Yeah, he knows it's brand new. That's why he's saying we should, as soon as we get it, keep up to date on it, so we don't go through that process.
You want to wait and see when our quote comes back from the highway?
Yeah, I'll go back again to the highway department tomorrow and ask them about it. Maybe we should just make sure that if we do go with our highway department, it doesn't impact our warranty at all.
Sure.
But I can double check that. I'm almost done.
It's only 6:30.
Yeah, you're doing good. Earlier this year, a gentleman over on Route 264 submitted an application for a zone change. He wanted to go from residential to commercial. Since that time, the town has fulfilled their responsibilities as far as they declared themselves lead agency. We notified the surrounding municipalities and the county. We completed seekers parts 1 and 2 and determined that it is a type 1 seeker. That means that it goes up for type 1 review. We held the public hearing. We received notification it's a form 239 from the county saying that they felt that it should be, or that it was their opinion that it should be approved. It was submitted to the DEC, and the DEC has, we've had over 60 days for them to respond, and they have not. And we also notified all of the neighbors within the 800 feet of the property and allowed them to come in for the public hearing to voice their concerns. With that being said, our attorney has advised for us to put on the public record some of the surrounding issues, whether we feel that it should be approved, or it is our opinion whether it should be approved or not approved. Does anybody have any comments on that?
I'm only one vote, but I feel it should be approved.
A couple of questions that come before the board, and it's our responsibility as the board to address them, is first and foremost, is it in keeping with the surrounding area? Nick might be able to explain this a little bit better. Don Clark, our planning board president, called me and talked to me about it, and so did our attorney. And basically what that means is if this is within an area where this particular zone that they're looking to change to is within that area, then that is a positive for the approval. Another thing that the board has to look at is it legal? And it is legal. So with those two questions, those are the questions that come before the board. Is that correct, Nick?
Yeah, it's certainly, it's directly across and adjacent to industrial and other commercial. It's on a state road near an intersection of the State 41 corridor, and directly behind it is County Road. I feel certainly fits.
It's not considered spot zoning because it's already touching commercial and industrial.
Right, it is not considered spot zoning.
Does it alter or deter from the general character?
It does not. So that area over there is what we're saying is that it is at the intersection of State Route 264, County Route 6, and Interstate 481. There is already a large section over there that is zoned commercial. There is another parcel directly across the street that is industrial. And we also have the industrial park, which started out as 100 acres and then recently just purchased another 100 acres. So with that being said, are we prepared to vote, or?
I'm good.
Ms. Jones, is there this paperwork?
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
You want to make the motion?
Sure. I will make a motion to approve the County Route 264 zone application for Sean Sinferano.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. This is my last item. I wasn't here last time, so. The County Route 10 and 12, it has been sort of requested that we explore the County Route 10 and 12 Water District. In 2015, I believe that the district failed by one vote. And the first thing that the town needs to do is define the district. So we have maps here. We can either do it tonight, or I can send you the 2015 map. And we can, and I believe that Dar has a couple of these maps, so she might let you take one. If anybody were interested in taking
it. You just have to return them.
You just have to return it.
Are these on PDF files?
Yes.
These were.
It will not be this big, obviously. You're going to have to zoom in, maybe get a magnifying glass, but
couldn't
yes.
Ian.
Well, I think the best.
Send them.
The yes. Best thing would be to have them on here.
Yes.
I mean, you agree with that, right, Nick? Down to be involved with this.
Plus, we can
add
to it.
You know, for grants and stuff.
Do you want to take this with you?
I would mind.
Okay. And then there is. What about this one? There is this one, too, that you can draw on with dry erase marker. So you might. Okay. So hopefully by the next meeting, we can have that defined and be prepared to send that over to Ian so that he can do the next step in that process. I'm done.
You know where to get it from.
Does anybody have any questions for me?
Good job.
Thank you.
Very good job.
Thank you, everybody, for your patience. Took me 40 minutes. That's not bad.
But you got progress.
We got it done.
All right. The only thing you can add to that is Monday when you're over to OTB.
Yes.
And you were talking with his name down in the village.
The village, yeah.
And he said it's too big.
So the OTB grinder pump was initially put in to hopefully accommodate any growth that happened. But
I was here.
Yes.
I was on the board.
Oh.
That's the reason it was so big in the first place.
So that has not happened.
No.
You know, no
well,
one since
street,
that time.
That was supposed to be nothing but houses.
Yes, that's.
On 57A, that was supposed to be houses. Well, they were panned out and they got a
right.
big pump down.
So as of Monday, though, the one pump has been replaced. It is functioning. So apparently there are, at the bottom, there are two lines that go in. And line one, it goes in, and then there's a 90, and then there's another 90. And somewhere in there is clogged. So they actually...
Is that from the pumping station? The OTB or from?
No, it's actually from the pumping station to go up the hill. So that was what the email was about, saying that we need to snake that line. We need to figure out where that is coming from, because right now everything is being pushed to line two. So should we get a quote from the village to do that for us, or should we just go ahead and...
That's what I was going to bring up too. So you're
oh, right.
I think we need to just like get rid of the pump, go right ahead.
Fix it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Red light working on it.
That I don't know. When I went over there the other day, it was working.
But
they were closing it up as I was leaving. I came back here, and then Justin and John from the village came to the town and explained what was going on. And then the second pump that was actually taken out, they believe that it could be cleaned and put back in there so that both pumps are functioning. But they also said...
Sleeves.
Yes. We
need,
up and down. They are rusted. Bad. I can send you some pictures.
Lucky it put in 94. That's a long time.
Yes, it did.
Sitting in the...
So do you want to contact Justin?
Yes.
And tell him?
Yes, see how much it
just
costs.
Make the line and...
To tell him just to go ahead and do it.
Add it to the bill. I mean.
Yeah.
So hopefully snaking the line, we can figure out what's going on and remove the clog. But if not, then that's when it would need to be dug up to determine. It's only about a 6-foot... line until it merges into the one main.
One.
Yes. Right.
Don't ask me.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all I
got. Okay.
Okay, cheers.
And then the only other thing was the DEC permit. So we got the DEC permit for the industrial park, and we ended up contacting the trappers. Beaver trappers came out. They caught two 2-year-old beavers. They say that there's no more, so now I'm in contact with Clay to have them take down their guy that Don's went over to take down the beaver dam. We got, 6 truckloads of millings dropped off right there, so now we can start having the county clear out the path to the industrial sewer line and have the millings. So now we have basically an access road we're starting to create. So one step at a time.
Progress.
That's it. Progress.
I have a question. I didn't know I had to be here early.
It's okay.
I'm on the Bancroft Road Water District, and I go for the winter and come back in May. So I was reading your meeting minutes, and I think I understood from what I was reading that you're waiting for some signatures that haven't come in yet, like 3 signatures in our district. remember anything about that?
Yeah, so when we established the district, we needed to get easements. So easements or right-of-ways, which would allow the town to go in and dig and put and lay the piping.
Right.
And so, yes, we are waiting for a couple of them.
And is there, I'd be willing to volunteer if it's just a matter of catching people home, but if it's something more than that. I live in the area. I'm retired. I can go in the morning, noon, and night, see if I can catch somebody. I imagine you've sent a lot of letters. But if you want a hound dog, I'm good.
That's good to know.
And I don't believe those easements are holding up the actual start. We have the materials were just ordered, what was it, February? They're talking about what materials and stuff?
9 months.
Yeah, so we're looking at what fall they were talking about, hopefully.
Oh, right.
You got fire hired, it's all there.
So.
Oh, super. That's nice to know.
Yeah. Materials are starting to be delivered, but yes.
Okay.
The piping is.
They have a lease agreement tonight with Aqua. They have a meeting tomorrow night.
Oh, they do?
It'll be passed at their meeting.
Oh.
Just another hurdle going forward.
The government wheels it.
Yep.
Yes, yes.
All paperwork stuff, but the easements are should not be holding back the progress.
That's good to know.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All set?
We only got two. That's one.
I'd just like to encourage everyone to ask and call or email the town supervisor regarding the animal shelter grant that nobody's seen anything on still.
I love Carol. I know. She's not here for Carol Day, for her to ask. Okay, make a motion.
All right.
Go ahead.
I will make a motion, if everybody is good, to adjourn at 6:46.
I second.
Look at this, we're going to have a closing yelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Yes, I did. I heard that.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Shag bark is fixed.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I heard it on the.
Aye.
We have a legal closing.
A legal closing.
A legal closing.
Did you stop the recording?
Oh, no.
Then I hear the recording.